It's your new way to get up.
Good morning.
This is Claire and Sam.
Hey, Claire. I've been in touch with our local Member of Parliament.
Why?
Because I want the Queen to attend my house.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Explain.
Not in actual form.
Okay.
She can't actually come there. But there is something called nationhood material that has been spreading on the internet and social media in the last...
Nationhood material.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Forgot to play this. My bad.
Well, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has arrived in Singapore for the peace summit.
This is iPhone 10.
Facebook revealing up to 87 million people may have had their information improperly shared.
In case you missed it, here's Claire and Sam with a story.
And the story is, Claire, that all Australian citizens are actually legally entitled to a portrait of the Queen.
I kind of love that, to be honest.
It is baffling.
So, as in, like, legally entitled in the sense that you, like, can print one out and hang it on your wall, or...?
No. Your MP's supposed to supply with you one.
Like, just...
If you ask for it.
Really?
Ridiculous. All okay. You have to do is write to your MP for a sweet portrait of the Queen. You can also get... under the list of nationhood material, and this is a legal document on the government website.
Yeah.
Booklet on the flags of Australia. A booklet on Australia's national symbols.
I'm writing these down.
A compact disc and DVD recordings of the national anthem. And, of course, portraits of Her Majesty the Queen and Her Majesty the Queen and His Royal Highness, the Duke of Edinburgh. But who would want the Royal Highness on your wall? I want the Queen looking all pretty like that.
Okay.
Like that. You can get the national flags, which is pretty awesome.
Like actual flag flags?
Actual national flag, actual Australian flag, Aboriginal flag, Torres Strait Islander flag, the red ensign, which is what you see on the military, you know, vehicles, the Navy vessels and stuff like
that. I
don't
think I've ever seen that.
Are you? I'll show you.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But they're only
have.
Entitled to people in that sort of position of work.
Of course.
But it started to get a bit of ground on social media when a few people were... putting these letters in, emails in. So I decided to touch base with our electorate office of Murray.
Yeah.
Mr. Evans, Austin Evans is our current seated member.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote to him last Thursday. Good morning, Mr. Evans. Firstly, thank you for welcoming me to this electorate of Murray. It's been a short but sweet ride so far.
Hang on. Are you talking about the letter they send out?
Yes.
Oh, Sam.
What? He's not
just, it's just a generic.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Oh, yeah, that. I know
okay.
that. Yeah.
I thought that you thought he actually wrote it.
No, he doesn't care about me.
Oh,
I don't think he knows who I am. Anyway, the email continues, and I thought, what better way? Oh, by the way, I'm taking the mickey.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not being serious. And I thought, what better way of becoming a part of this wonderful area than with a request for some nationhood material? I would like to request a portrait of Her Majesty the Queen, as well as an Australian flag. I will leave the preferred flag dimensions up to you, because there are actually quite a few different flag dimensions, yes. And a booklet on the Australia's national symbols, because I think we're all due for a reminder on these. Please send to, I won't say the address. As a valued constituent of Murray, I look forward to receiving my nationhood material and
look
displaying
at you being
them proudly.
All, like, professional.
I got a response, Claire, on Friday afternoon at 4:20.
What happened?
Blaze it. It is from it's from Susan Lay. So this is
gets...
Oh, okay. So Susan is our federal seat member.
Yeah.
Austin is our state seat leader.
Yeah, so I thought we sent you got sent it to Austin, because I thought that Austin would have been...
So I sent it to the generic email, but I thought it would be Austin replying, but it was Susan. So it's pretty impressive that they are listening to us, which is great.
Yeah.
Susan said, "Dear Samuel, thank you for your email requesting a portrait of Queen Elizabeth II and an Australian flag." Now, it goes on for quite a while saying we mainly give these to schools and stuff.
That's nice.
Not going to post them out because it costs $10 per portrait. However, if I do want to come in and collect a portrait, there's a few left and her office I can go to between 9 to 5. So that's what I will be doing straight after this show.
But hang on. Okay, I have a little gripe with this.
I just replied quickly. Hi, Susan. Yeah. Thank you very much for your response, and I will make sure to pop in during office hours. Also, they get a lunch break. It's not open between 12:30 and 1:30. So I said, I'm glad to hear you're closed during lunch. We all deserve a break, even the people running our great country. Thank you and have a great weekend. Kind regards.
Awesome.
What's the gripe?
My gripe is the fact that if we're entitled to it, why won't they post it to us?
Because it's an extra $10 postage, okay. And they don't want to spend taxpayers' money on that. Even though,
let's be honest, though, Griffith's not exactly huge. They could just drive it to your house.
I think they've got more pressing issues. I'm happy to go pick it up. 9 a.m. they open. I will be there knocking on the door.
Not the point, Sam. Not the point.
I'm excited. Can't wait to have a portrait of the Queen hanging up in my bathroom toilet. I don't know where.
We'll Why don't you put it on that blank wall with a chair sitting? Yeah, but Sam has a chair facing a wall in his bedroom. Why do you put it there?
It's a great spot, actually. Thank you.
Claire and Sam.
Weekday mornings from 6.
Hit 99.7.